Want a $25 gift card to The Sports Fan, the place to get your game day gear. The Sports Fan 524 commercial.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:22 and time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase program brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
It's time to hit the road this spring in a new set of wheels. Emporia State Federal Credit Union is offering auto loans as low as 4.89% APR during April 2025. Act fast and upgrade your vehicle today during this limited time rate drop. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Buy local, borrow local. Federally insured by NCUA. APR equals annual percentage rate.
And welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good to have you here, and looking forward to. We kind of do this program annually. We talk to a lot of first year teachers or first year in the district teachers here, USD 253. So we're excited to get to that. But first, we cannot move forward without some hashtag Emporia proud moments here for the past month.
Absolutely right. Congratulations to EHS science teacher Martha McKay. She has been named one of three state finalists for the 2025 Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. This award is the highest honor in the country for math and science teachers. It recognizes educators who demonstrate outstanding knowledge, innovation, skill, and leadership in their field. Each state can have up to two national finalists, one in math and one in science. National finalists will each receive $10,000 award. The Emporia High School Art Department will be hosting its annual art show on Thursday, April 17th, so this Thursday, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. in the high school library. We invite the public to attend this event and see all of the amazing artwork that our students in our high school fine arts program have created. It is amazing. They have jewelry, they have ceramics, glass, painting, ceramics, oil.
Yeah, it's a big event. Yeah.
It is a huge event, and it is high quality products. They do a great job. On Wednesday, April 30th, we are hosting our annual staff recognition and retirement ceremony. We will recognize our staff who are celebrating milestone years of service and those who have retired or who are retiring at the end of the 24-25 school year. Congratulations to Emporia High School for being selected as a 2025 All-Star High School by Apply Kansas. This recognition is given to high schools that support students in completing college and financial aid applications and assist in college readiness. To be considered, schools had to hold three events, an Apply Kansas event, a FAFSA completion event, and a college signing day. So congrats to Emporia High School. And as we are ending this year, we are preparing for the 2025-2026 school year and are currently enrolling our pre-registered kindergarten and preschool students. Kindergarten students must be 5 years old on or before August 31st, 2025, and 3- and 4-year-old preschool students must meet eligibility requirements. Families with questions can contact Jones Early Childhood Development Center, the elementary school nearest you, or call Student and Family Resource Office at 620-341-2396. And then we are wrapping up our final construction project, 99% complete for William Allen White. We are on track to take full possession in May. Crews are currently finishing up the final tasks, which include site cleanup, replacing concrete removed during construction, grading the soil, and planting grass seed. And then those items should be completed in the remaining days. This is the final construction project from the $78 million bond approved by voters on November 2019, and the district is very excited to see this work come to a close and is incredibly grateful for the community's continued support. And we look forward to the lasting positive impact these improvements have had on students and staff for many years to come. And then just know that as we wrap up the last few weeks of the 24-25 school year, all of our schools are hosting various events and activities. There are music programs, school fundraisers, award ceremonies, sports, and many other activities. If you're interested, contact your student school or check the school calendars online to see all of the activities our students are doing. Our last day of school this year will be a half day of school on Friday, May 23rd. Dismissal times will be posted online.
You know, thanks for that construction update. 99%. We're just about there. But it was, I found it interesting. We talked to the contractor during the last Board of Education meeting, and he sounded a bit emotional that this was about over.
We've had a really good run. It's been a long time, but we've had a great partnership with McCown Gordon and HDK. It's been very good.
Yeah, they've done good work, and timelines were met. It sounds like budgetarily things were pretty much online, so that's a positive.
Yes, even during the pandemic when prices were spiking, we were a little bit worried, but they did a great job of just being very competitive, making sure that they were being competitive. So,
is this prom weekend for Emporia High?
It is.
2 weeks away?
Is it next Saturday? That's right, next Saturday. And we I don't start like to blend together.
Heave things at you that aren't on the list here.
Mel.
I know.
Thank you, Mel.
Well, all right. Well, let's talk about teachers completing their first year of teaching or their first year of a teaching here at USD 253. And we have Kristen Ellender, Heath Duncan, Maria Edwards, Mel Seacat with us here. Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Kristen is a fourth grade teacher at Logan Avenue School, first year with USD 253. So how's your first year here in the district been?
It's been really good. I actually started my teaching career with USD 253, and then I left and went to a different district, and then I came back. So obviously I have some emotional connections here to USD 253, and I'm very proud of it, and it's been a wonderful year.
Wonderful year. So a little bit about your background. Where did you get yourself educated?
I graduated from Emporia State University with a bachelor's, and then also Emporia State University with a master's.
So where were you again when you started here at USD 253?
I was at Riverside.
Riverside, okay. And then gone and to Logan Avenue School, where they've had some construction activity there that was part of the project. So things going well at Logan?
Yes, absolutely. I love Logan. We are definitely one big happy family there.
You're one big happy family, huh?
Yes, we really are. It's just I have felt extremely supported as a teacher, and I'm extremely thankful for everybody there in that building. It's not just – it starts with Mr. Ayers, our principal, and then it just works its way down, and everybody's there for the students, and it really shows.
Well, you're coming off – you had a big fundraiser this past weekend, didn't Logan Avenue with a disc golf at Hammond Park? How'd that go?
We did. I was not able to make it, but based on what I saw, it looked like it was a pretty good turnout. Some of our students seemed like they had a lot of fun, and their shirt designs were really awesome, and it was fun. They had fun practicing for it, too.
So fourth graders, is that kind of in your wheelhouse? Is that where you like to be?
This is actually my first year in fourth grade. I have experience in kindergarten and first grade. So when I came back to Emporia, I came back at a brand new grade level, completely different from what I'm used to.
So is this what you like?
Yes, I didn't think I would, but then my principal will tell you he doesn't know what took me so long to get to the upper grade level. So, but I do. I love them. They're so much fun, and they're just – it's really fun to watch them learn and see the light bulb click with them.
All right. So I would assume that the kids can see the finish line in sight here for the end of the school year.
They do. We have a big thing at Logan Avenue, which is the fifth grade versus staff kickball tournament. And since they're in fourth grade, they're counting down until they're in fifth grade to where they get to do it next year because it's coming up on May 9th. And so now my fourth graders are like, that's us next year.
Wow. So. Well, that's good. So USD 253, good place to be?
Absolutely. I definitely feel supported. I have a wonderful teammate. We all have wonderful instructional coaches. And if you ever have a question, there's always somebody who can help find that answer for you. And if they can't, then they will find somebody who can answer it for you.
Kristen, good to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it sounds like you've had a good year. Well, let's bring in Mel Seacat, health teacher in Emporia High School, first year with the district. Mel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here. How are things in Emporia High School?
It's a great place to be. I cannot be any more proud of the students that we have here in Emporia. I've been in Central and Northeast Kansas throughout my career, and these kids are outstanding. They work hard. They show up. They give it their best. And really, that is the joy of being in this district. That's what makes Emporia stand out compared to the others I've been part of.
Well, so we do a pretty good job here then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
So what drew you back here?
I moved back into my primary home up in Osage County, and this was a district that was within the size I was looking at and drive range that I was willing to partake in.
So things been going well throughout the year then?
They have. Yeah. I'm part of the science department. I teach health science classes. Okay. And that certainly is a strong department at Emporia High School, and one that I certainly have found my groove with, and partnering with my colleagues certainly makes work more enjoyable too.
So what kind of numbers do you look at in your classes?
Mm-hmm. I have some higher level classes that are smaller, 10 to 15, and then class sizes range up into the 20s.
Okay. So that's a pretty good number.
Yeah. Oh, very reasonable.
Yeah. You enjoy that then?
Yes.
All right. So I would assume that the kids are looking forward to, you know, graduation coming up. Some of them, huh?
Here for. Most certainly. Our seniors are, they've been experiencing some senioritis for a while. They're ready to take that next step in their chapter.
Have you found that you had a lot of students take advantage of college class opportunities, mm-hmm. tech college opportunities? Is that something that you have seen growing over the past number of years?
Yeah. I mean, of course, that's a huge push nationwide for students to get a jump start on their college courses, many at a drastically reduced rate with partner colleges, which, of course, we have here with Flint Hills Tech and Emporia State. They're eager, and they're after that, and parents know also to take advantage of those opportunities. We do have to be conscientious that students understand if they take so many classes, they're going to be entering college, you know, at a upper sophomore, junior year. So we want to do our best to prepare them academically, but also understand that there's that social-emotional aspect of entering college with a year or two under your belt. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of great opportunities, but we need to prepare them in all aspects of taking those dual credit classes.
All right, health science teacher Mel Seacat, Emporia High School. So you've been elsewhere, so USD 253, this is a pretty good place then, huh?
It is. Like I said earlier, our students come here hungry for learning. They're very kind. I appreciate seeing them out in the community and them speaking to me. you know, you just can't dismiss those small things, and that really shows the character that they've been raised with at home, and that we just continue to partner with their parents to foster those character traits.
Well, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it. Good to have you here. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. That's Mel Seacat, Emporia High School, first year in the district here, USD 253. Let's now bring in Maria Edwards, a fourth grade teacher, William Allen White, and Maria is a first year teacher. Well, how has it been year number one?
It has been great. I really loved it. I truly have to say that I give that props to William Allen White staff who have supported me, who make you feel like you're a part of a family, and definitely those instructional coaches that will get all of those answers to you. And I got to say, like, mentor teachers and people around William Allen White who are willing to answer questions and support you and, you know, help you out with all those ideas you have and help you to grow as a teacher.
So what about your education? Where do you go to school?
I went to ESU.
Okay.
I graduated with my bachelor's at Emporia and currently going to K-State for other certification.
Not done getting educated yet, huh?
Never are. If you're a true teacher, you love to learn. I don't know that, I mean, my master's is in there, and I'm always loving to learn, so.
So is this everything you expected? I mean, coming into the classroom, fourth graders, first year?
It's been more. Like, I expected the stuff that comes with education, you know, being a teacher is hard work, but the love that comes with those kids and the support and the love that comes from being a part of a team and having, like, it's indescribable. For me, because it's something that I truly am passionate about, like, it was more than I expected, for sure.
So has it been rewarding then?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. I truly, truly love coming to work every day.
So is fourth grade kind of in your wheelhouse, do you think, that kind of area? Or?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. I love it. I started in kindergarten. I went to sixth grade at one point, and I truly thought I could not do anything above, like, maybe first grade. And when I went to sixth grade, I fell in love, and I realized that when you love teaching, you fall in love with any grade. So
any grade, okay. USD 253, this is a pretty good place to work.
Absolutely. I have felt very supportive and like growth as a teacher in any way. So I would definitely recommend it.
So what big day today coming up?
Oh, farm day today, yeah. Field trip. Yes, definitely. I'm super excited. Our kids are super excited. So that's what we're going to be doing later on today.
I noticed you got Lyon County Farm Bureau t-shirt on. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Maria, thank you very much. Thanks for all you do. It's nice to meet you. Maria Edwards, fourth grade teacher, William Allen White, first year teacher. And let's now talk to Heath Duncan, sixth grade math teacher, Emporia Middle School, first year teacher. Well, good morning, Heath. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. So math, huh?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, quite the decision there to go with math. Everybody's most loved
subject. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We want to touch on that. How did you choose the math path?
Well, so I have a little bit of a non-traditional background. So I went to the Air Force Academy, got a civil engineering degree many moons ago, got a master's in engineering management as well.
Wow.
So I was in the Air Force for about 29 years, and here I am as a first-year teacher. So, you know, just a young college kid coming in.
Yeah.
And so I love math. I love engineering. That's my background.
Yeah, okay.
And I did my student teaching in a social studies classroom.
Okay.
Which was awesome, too. But the opportunity to come into a math classroom was pretty much in my wheelhouse.
Well, let's see. Education-wise, where'd you go to school?
So, Air Force Academy,
okay.
For my bachelor's in civil engineering, and then the Air Force Institute of Technology for my first master's in engineering management, and then I went to ESU for my master's in elementary teaching.
So, why did you decide to go into the teaching realm? What happened there?
A little bit of cheating. My parents were both educators for 39 years. And so they went from teachers all the way up to administrators, principals and superintendents. And then my mom actually finished out her career at ESU, teaching educational administration. So a little bit of background in my family in the teaching world. Throughout, I have three sons. So over the course of the last 21 years of their lives, I've done a ton of youth coaching, Cub Scouts, all those things, and it definitely taught me that I have a passion for working with youth and trying to develop them.
So first year into teaching, is this kind of what you expected? Is that what you found, or is it a little different than maybe you thought it would be?
Well, you know, these guys have covered a lot of that very, very well. Not to repeat any of that, but for me, my plan was always go secondary education and teach at the high school level like Mel. When I did my student teaching in sixth grade classroom, I really loved it. And you've asked everybody, like, is this where you fit? And that's what I felt. Like, I felt like I fit at the sixth grade level. I don't know what that says about me mentality-wise. I really do enjoy it. And, you know, I think that I think the kids enjoy having me at that level as well. So it's been a very good fit.
Well, I would think, when we do the programs here, we talk to teachers all the time, and they're so passionate about what they do, and I would assume you pretty much have to be, because there's really no fooling the kids. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, what you're trying to teach them, it's just not going to work, is it?
It is not. And, you know, going through the classes at ESU, one of the things that you saw in almost every single one of them was develop relationships with your kids. And, you know, I think that is so crucial. Like, I can walk down the hall and you know, there's 30 kids yelling, "Hey, Mr. Duncan, Mr. Duncan, give me a high five." You know, and not only is that super important for having that in the classroom and having them excited about coming into your classroom and feeling comfortable and being ready to learn. But, you know, it's pretty rewarding, too.
Well, yeah. Well, and, you know, we're talking about math here, too, which is can kind of be maybe the tough vegetable to feed kids,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and, you know, we get support from our instructional coaches, mm-hmm. from our mentor teachers, from our teams, if you have teams like we do at the middle school. And, you know, one of the things that I go home and talk to my wife all the time about, you know, hey, how'd your day go? And one of the things I've been really proud of, like on my way home, I'm like, ooh, this is really cool today. Mr. Martin, our principal, like when I sat down and had my feedback with him, he goes, hey, you're turning your kids into math geeks. And, and I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm after, right, is to have kids that normally wouldn't say, hey, math is my favorite subject or anything like that, come in and you know, maybe it isn't, still isn't their favorite subject, but they're excited about doing it, and they just get to work, and they do math, right? Like,
yeah.
Nobody, math is always, like, least favorite. So
it's less despised now, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, that's an awesome thing to have as feedback-wise, and for people to walk in and be like, hey, everybody's engaged, and they're doing math. You know, that's a pretty cool thing for me.
So, look at your jacket there. You're a track and field coach, too?
I mm-hmm. am. So I coach at the high school.
Okay.
That's been one of my new challenges this semester, this quarter, actually, is balancing coaching and teaching and being gone 2 times a week to a track meet, to a JV meet,
mm-hmm.
and a varsity meet. That's been an adjustment for me and the kids in the classroom to come to grips with.
Well, thanks for all you do. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in. Yeah, we appreciate it. USD 253, that's Heath Duncan, sixth grade math teacher and track coach, Emporia Middle School, first year teacher. Well, Dr. Harder, you got a good group here again.
And we're so impressed with our group. And we wanted a nice mix. And so first year teacher is a little bit different definition. And we appreciate all of them being here and doing such a great job.
Well, we appreciate that. And we look forward to having you back again. Next month.
We will be 100% on the
ILY. I can't wait.
And on the entire district.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I can't wait for you to say that.
Me too.
That is our Emporia Showcase this morning here at KVOE. We're talking with Kristen Ellender, Heath Duncan, Maria Edwards, Mel Seacat, and, of course, Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent, USD 253. And our showcase program brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226. It's 8:43. Good morning.
ABC News.